In October of 2012, StoryCorps came to Fairbanks to help celebrate KUAC's 50th anniversary. During the past year, we've been playing back these stories for the KUAC listeners. Our final KUAC StoryCorps features Jim Parizeau. We had the opportunity to sit down with his friend Daryl Farmer and discuss a life-changing event. 40 years ago, when Jim was only 6 years old, his greatest fear unfolded before his eyes.
I was six. It was Thanksgiving Day, and that particular day I remember going down in the morning and watching football games, and as we were leaving that day, the weather had started to worsen, and I just had a very bad feeling. I mean, to this day, I can just remember being on the sidewalk and going out to the car, and I went into the back seat, and I had a very bad feeling. The weather had scared me, you know, very common for children. I sat on my sister Lynn's lap, and Lynn is 10 years older than myself, and so I was 16 at the time, and I told her that something bad is going to happen. So we headed towards home, and weather just worsening and worsening, the fog getting worse. And there was road construction, so there was a detour, and we took the detour, and by this point, I don't think that we were traveling much over 10 miles an hour because the visibility was, I don't believe, 20 feet beyond our hood. And that road, Highway 14, I believe, ran parallel to Burlington Northern tracks. And my dad turned to go back up to 23. And the train was there. It was traveling at 70 miles an hour. And he saw it at last moment and took the brunt of the hit in the driver's side corner of the car. Things are a bit sketchy for me at that point. I remember being outside of the car. I think I may have been thrown into the back of the station wagon. And I remember being my sister Lynn being close by. I must have been knocked out for a short period because I don't remember anything after that until we got to the hospital. And at that point, there was, and I remember it vividly, screaming that, you know, I want my dad. He was the only person that, you know, that I cared about for whatever reason. I didn't ask where my mother was, and I guess it just, you know, demonstrates the bond that he and I had. I was told that he was fine, and I was kept in the hospital for a couple days. I continued to ask, but not as vocally. I really knew that things weren't good. After a couple days, my uncle told me that my dad had died. There are so many people who influence my life that, you know, I take with me, and those people are leaving us now. And there are many that I want to know that without them, you know, my life would have been or could have been so different. It may have ended a long time ago had it not been for their influence. We have another friend. He made the statement that I'm guided by ghosts. And there's a lot of truth in that, because if I had fewer memories of my father, I would be much less of a person. I know there's been countless times when he wouldn't be so proud of me, but that's something he and I will have to talk about at some time.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.